This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing for Monday, the 15th of April. World leaders are calling for restraint after Iran fired drones and missiles at Israel. An IDF spokesperson says Israel has approved defensive and offensive military plans. Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron says Tehran must stop what he calls reckless attacks and de-escalate the situation. But Iran's ambassador to the UN, Saeed Avirvani, says their actions were justified. Aaron David Miller is a former Middle East negotiator for the US. He's told Times Radio what he thinks is the strategic reason behind the attacks.
Hamas's intention from the beginning, even beyond the October 7 terror surge, was to create confusion, chaos, and hope that somehow this attack would motivate Arab publics, the so-called axis of resistance, to create the circumstances that would trigger a regional war.
Tobias Elwood is a former chair of the Defense Select Committee. He's told Times Radio that it'll take considerable diplomatic efforts to prevent an escalation of conflict within the Middle East.
The worry I have here is with Israel, already so petrified, quite understandably concerned with where things are actually going, that we could see the situation in the Middle East inflame. And this is the statecraft that's now required by Britain, by specifically the United States, because of their relationship with Israel.
Donald Trump will become the first former US president to stand trial on criminal charges this week. It follows years of investigations into alleged hush money payments made to the former adult film star Stormy Daniels. Former prosecutor and legal analyst Eli Honig has told Times Radio he'd be surprised if Trump gives evidence himself.
I would be fearing, very, very deeply fearing him take the stand if I was his lawyer. I would beg, beseech, advise him not to take the stand. Now, it's important to keep in mind, no defendant ever has to put on any evidence in a criminal case in the United States. The prosecution bears the burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Police have said they'll be investigating whether the Sydney shopping center attacker intentionally targeted women. Five women were among the six people killed by knife attacker Joel Corchi in the Westfield shopping centre in Bondi Junction on Saturday. The government's Rwanda bill could become law this week. The Prime Minister's plan to send asylum seekers to the East African nation was rejected by the House of Lords before Easter. Further amendments will now be considered in the Commons. Sunset Boulevard has won seven categories at the Olivier Awards in London. Included Best Actor and Actress in a Musical for its leading duo Tom Francis and Nicole Scherzinger. Succession star Sarah Snook won Best Actress in a play for her performance in The Picture of Dorian Gray, while Mark Gatiss secured Best Actor Award for The Motive and The Cue. There's more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Romesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.